Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I'm your host, Ellen Hartwell. Thank you for listening. Absolutely appreciate that and appreciate all those who download, etc. It's just so nice to know that as much fun as I have and my co-host John Morin has doing this show, we learn together, that it's appreciated in some way because you listen. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, it's a little nutsy out there in this world of ours. We are in the United States, so I will talk about my country, and I will say my beloved country. Just because I love my country doesn't mean that I think that everything that goes on in this country is absolutely fine. I did not drink the Kool-Aid. Please, take care of yourself. Take care of others. I know so many people right now that are seriously sick with COVID. I know people who have passed away, and I know people who have passed away. Do not fool around with COVID. Wash your hands, wear a mask, get vaccinated if you can, social distance, and really give it some thought because you don't want to get this and you don't want to give it to anybody. So please, stand up for yourself and others and follow protocol, okay? Thank you. I'm doing it. You do it. And there'll be a light at the end of this rather dark tunnel we're in regarding COVID. Let's go, people. Let's take care of this. Without further ado or don't or whatever it is, John Morin, my wonderful friend and co-host, how are you today?
I'm really good. I am good. I love Tuesdays. I love looking forward to this show. I wake up in the morning and go, oh, it's a Tuesday. It's a show day. You know I love that, and I agree with you. Los Angeles, where I live, is having a big spike in hospitalizations. And Ellen, this is all I will say about this. I looked at the numbers this morning. I get a local newspaper, not where I live, but down in what is called the South Bay here. I enjoy it because it's a little, it's not the big newspaper in town. But they do the numbers, and the hospitalizations are way up. This is sad, and it's not good. All sorts of things are happening in my county, absolutely, and unfortunately the deaths are up. But let me tell you something, and this is what I will say, this is my entire speech, no one who has been vaccinated has been hospitalized, no one, or has passed away, none. They have been infected, but they haven't been hospitalized, they haven't passed away. That is all I'm going to say about it. If you can, because of you don't have religious reasons that are legitimate or you don't have health reasons that are legitimate. Just the science behind vaccine is real. God works through science too. There. End of speech.
Well, and so true. And in my line of work, I talk to first responders. I talk to doctors, nurses, nurses assistants, PAs, et cetera. And they're exhausted and they are seeing people die that didn't have to die. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Yep. So let's take care of each other, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, you know how we feel. But if I don't say it every week, I'm going to feel remiss. So there you go. Okay, so today's show, John, is about unity does not mean agreement. Now, a discussion I had with you yesterday, John, that unity, I'm going to define to me what unity is, because people have misunderstood me. Unity to me is understanding that you and I are made out of the same stuff. The very thing, it, he, she, whatever it is, divine intelligence that created me, also created you. And also, I always have unity with the God of my understanding. I don't always experience it, but I know it is true because it is impossible to be separated from that. That is unity. That is joy. That is bliss when we experience it, that unity with the God of our understanding, being at one with. But it doesn't mean I agree. I can have unity with you, Mr. or Mrs. Listener, and know that we're made out of the same stuff. That does not necessarily give birth to kumbaya. Yes, like-minded people, yes, they're going to have more of that sense of unity than if they're with people who are not like-minded. And when I say this country needs to unify, I mean let's recognize together that there is a higher power. Let us recognize together that, in fact, I am accountable to you and you are accountable to me in ways that we may not even understand. But I do not have to agree with you to recognize the divinity in you. And you recognize the divinity in me. No, that's not what I'm talking about. No. And people have misunderstood me for years on this. So I am here. It does not mean that we see the world in different ways, even if we're like-minded, we do. But unity means I recognize the divine fingerprints on you, metaphorically speaking, just like you do with me. Now, we can disagree and still be aware of unity. But there are times when we may disagree very heatedly. We may, on occasion, even disagree violently. If you beat your dog or your kid or your cat or do something monstrous and I see it, I'm going to stop you. You come after me or mine, I'm going to stop you. Now, hopefully, hey, cut that out. Hey, stop. That's wrong. Don't do it. Would be enough. But if it isn't, I am not going to let you attack me or mine. I'm not going to let you attack a dog or a cat or any living sentient being in front of me without doing everything I can to stop you. Now, hopefully at the ripe old age of 72, I would have the wherewithal to pick up the phone and call 911 and say, hey, there's violence going on out here. Come and stop it. But if I didn't or I couldn't, yeah, I'm going to stop you. So people think of me as, oh, this Jesus freak I am, this kumbaya lady I am, but that is not all there is to me. And I think as a nation, we need to stand up and say, yes, we have unity. There is God in you. There is God in me. But that doesn't mean that your behavior is acceptable. It doesn't mean that I agree with you. And I'll disagree with you with all the respect in the world. As long as you're not coming after me or mine, or I don't see you going after somebody else, then it's not going to be, let's discuss this. No, it's not. So if you don't like that, that's okay, but that's just honesty from me to you, listeners. So we can have unity and not agree. We can have unity and even turn away from it. Excuse me. So if you have a chicken ranch and you kill your chickens at the end of the day or end of the year or whatever for meat, yeah, that is your right, and, you know, that's fine. But I wouldn't watch it. I'd walk away from it. I would. But if you're going to slaughter the dignity nation by promoting lies, by promoting that science is junk or whatever, then, yeah, I'm going to talk to you about that, and if you won't listen to me, I will walk away. But if you attack me, or my capital, or my country in some way, and I have anything to do with it, I'm going to stop you in any way I can, nicely or not so nicely. And that's important to understand, that as a metaphysician, I love peace. I love the sense of kumbaya, and we're all getting along, and we're just having a great time here manifesting the reality we desire. Yes, of course. I love that. I try to stand in that awareness and try to live from that awareness. I do. And I think it's important that we do, and it's just as important to stand up for what we believe. I have a fear, John, that we've lost our backbones, that we are afraid to stand up. And again, I don't mean violently unless you absolutely have to. But stand up and be you. God, spirit, universe, whatever gave you a voice, don't be afraid to use it. Yes, kumbaya, and God loves you, and Jesus loves you, and Buddha loves you, and you're just so loved. It's unbelievable, which is true. That is a fact, Jack. But it doesn't mean that you have to be, okay, about everything. No, it doesn't. Stand up and say, you know what? With all due respect, I disagree with you about that. And if the other person has a brain cell that fires, they're going to say, what do you mean? What are you talking about? And then you can have a conversation. Find out what you do have in common, and it may be something as simple as you both like anchovies on your pizza. Find something you do have in common and build from there if you possibly can. Also, give yourself permission to say, you know what, I don't think we're going to see eye to eye on this, so let's agree to disagree, and if necessary, end the conversation and walk away. So you avoid violence, if you can. You avoid getting into a heated discussion. I don't mind a heated debate, but we don't want to have fisticuffs over nothing. But I have unity with you because I know that the same thing that made the mountains made me and made you. And I appreciate that, and I want to live in that space. When you experience unity with another human, it is mind-blowing. It is wonderful. It's the highest vibration. And when you don't, you all know what it feels like. It's like, oh, okay, jeepers, I'm not feeling connected to you at all. It doesn't feel right. Ew, ew, ew. And because I'm a metaphysician and I do believe in God, I'm going to try to talk to you. And if that doesn't do any good, I'm going to say, okay, you know what? I think we need to disagree. That should be enough. We are going to agree to disagree. I disagree with you because, and you disagree with me because, okay, maybe I can learn something from you. Maybe you can learn something from me. I don't know. But if it goes down the rabbit hole and into crazy, I'm going to put my hand up like a policeman and say, okay, that's enough of that. We disagree. Let's move on. Unless you're interested in hearing why I believe what I believe, then we might be able to have a discussion. But if it's just, no, you're a stupid Democrat, yeah, I'm going to say, okay, well, we disagree. Hope the kids are great. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Because I'm not going to invest my energy in something that I know cannot be taken to a higher vibration. I'll try because I'm a big believer in that. And I think if we had more of that, unity does not mean we agree, and respected that, things would change pretty quickly. I'm talking about the U.S., not anybody else, because I can't speak intelligently about any of that in another country. John can. He's a historian. I'm not. So when I say we need to have unity, I mean we have to recognize the divinity in each other, because if we really did that, if we really, really practiced that, excuse me, then we would be able to have more sane discussions. We would be able to have interesting debates based on research and intelligence and critical thinking, and that would raise the vibration of this nation fairly quickly. That's why I think it's important. That's why I think the word community, listen to it, community, communing, having unity and communicating is very important. When it's possible, and try to make it possible. Try to find out what you have in common with that person and build from there. But if the wall goes up and you're talking to the freezer, don't invest your energy and say, okay, we disagree, talk to you later, see you later, be well, whatever. But don't invest in it if you know it's a dead-end street and you have tried to make it a street that has some twists and turns, but not dead-end. Unity is important because if we recognize that we are made out of the same stuff, we might consider thinking. We might consider, oh, you know what? That sounds crazy to me. Let me research that. Let me think about that. Let me ask people I trust about that. And maybe I'll find out I'm so wrong it's not even funny, and then I would promptly admit it. We need to be open at the top. We need to be willing to listen, willing to put our voice out there, because that is the only way we can have that sense of, okay, we may disagree, but we're made out of the same stuff, and we're respectful of one another, and we're willing to listen to somebody else's opinion as long as they are open to listening to ours. And yes, it does have to be mutual and reciprocal, or else you might as well talk to the squirrel that's in my front yard, no offense, squirrel. And move up and on from there. The lower vibrations are not good. The higher vibrations are good. And yes, you can take a low vibration and raise it up. I do it a lot. So do you. Okay, that's bringing me down. Let me think about something else or talk about something else. You just raised your vibration. And you redeem a conversation that doesn't go well by saying, yeah, we disagree, and I don't think we're going to get anywhere here, but I wish you the best. And mean it. I wish you the best, but get out of my playpen. Okay, that's all fine. Don't be so afraid to be who you are. Unity does not mean we agree. And unity does not mean that you walk around singing Kumbaya in the midst of madness. It just doesn't. Be who you are. Let your authentic self shine, because your authentic self knows this. Your authentic self says, I'm a diamond with a lot of facets to me. And yes, I have peace and harmony and love and Kumbaya all over the place. That's great. And then there's another side to me that I'm not afraid to show you if you give me cause. I don't want anybody to think that because we're metaphysicians and we're keeping our vibration as high as we can and we're manifesting the reality that we desire, that we are also, oh, okay, oh, yeah, that's fine, oh, okay. No, that is not true. In fact, quite the opposite. Now, next week's show is about boundaries and how to use them. It's kind of a second step to this. But be who you are. Don't be afraid to stand up and say, God loves you and so do I, but boy, do I disagree with you. Don't be afraid to have your voice heard, because I need to hear your voice. You will help me grow and expand and evolve, and hopefully I can help you do the same. But we can't do that if we're not communicating. I'm over my time. Okay, I hope you get it. Unity does not mean you're a weak jellyfish. It just doesn't. It means you recognize divinity in others, and we'll do the best to express that in every way you can. And also, unity means you have integrity and you are being the person that you are. And that, ladies and gentlemen, if you do it and I do it, can change the situation that we're in. End of story. Next week's show is about boundaries and how to use them. This is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I am your host, Ellen Hartwell, and my wonderful co-host is now going to bail me out of this rant and let her rip, Tater Chip John Warren. I'm going to go meet
Okay. Okay, bye. I'm going to bail you out. No, there will be no bailing you out. I tend to agree. You know what I like about this topic, Ellen, and there's many things I like about all of our topics, is I feel like we're diving into stuff that is metaphysical stuff that it's areas that people rarely talk about. Now, there's a couple of reasons why teachers and metaphysical teachers and even, you know, sort of metaphysical leaders rarely talk about it. One's good, one's not so good. Listening to you thinking, you know, one of the reasons that people don't talk about it is honestly because it's hard to discuss where it feels like on one level there are contradictions in what we are saying. And I will repeat all of those words again. It's difficult to discuss where it feels like, didn't say it was, but it feels like there are contradictions in what we are saying. Now, if you are in a human body, and if you're listening to this, I presume that you will, maybe the angels are listening too. I would love it if God, I presume you're all listening too, all of you beings without bodies. But for this show is directed at beings, as souls that are currently in bodies. So if you're in a body, there are things that are seemingly contradictory about this. And one of them is that you're having a human experience, and we are at a period in our history where there's a lot of intensity around opinion and intensity around what is called, you know, people call it tribalism. There's a lot of tribalism. I'm right, you're wrong. And I'm in a tribe. I admit it. Ellen knows this. We talk about you can glean if you're smart what Ellen's politics essentially are, what mine essentially are. They do not matter. And this message is open to everyone, including people who I would disagree with very strongly in another arena. that's not, you know, I have a friend in AA who says, oh, no, this, you know, we don't ask people about their religion or their politics because we help alcoholics. That's the true period. We just don't discuss it because it doesn't matter when it comes to helping someone who's an alcoholic. When it comes to learning metaphysics and growing and using spiritual tools to expand our consciousness and our lives, it doesn't matter what your politics are. Or it doesn't matter where you stand on anything. And I think that's where Ellen's really discussing unity. However, and this is something that just doesn't get talked about that much. And as I said, I think there are two reasons for that, and I'm going to talk about both of them. The first one I've already started talking about, which is that it doesn't sell any tickets. It really doesn't. And on a basic level, it matters, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't help anybody. Let's put it this way. It may not – this is why I think Ellen's choosing to pick up this topic is actually a really good risk to take, is because it doesn't necessarily put any butts in seats to say, oh, no, we're going to disagree with each other. Yes, because people come to metaphysics for a variety of reasons. I always say the baseline is I want something different to happening because I'm in some level of pain. I don't have the thing I want, and it's bothering me, and I'm suffering a little bit or a lot or whatever you are. That's why most people come to metaphysics. And it doesn't say, well, along the way, guess what? You're not suddenly going to sprout wings and everything is going to be – well, I won't say that. Maybe for some of you it will. For the overwhelming majority, everybody I have ever met, including myself, there are things that stumble. I'd stumble along. I'd love to have spent the last 5 years being an American citizen, looking out on America and going, I'm above all of this. I don't care. Or 10 years, or whatever you want to say. Or I'm fine with this person that got elected and that person who got elected. I'm above it all and it doesn't matter. But the truth is, That's not who I am, and I do not think it helps anyone. Searching a little bit for words here, I don't think it helps anyone at all ever to be in consistent denial of who they are and what they think. Now, again, I just went to get the specific words in my consciousness. I added the word consistent. Do I think there are moments where you should turn your back on stuff? It's like, oh, I used to believe that. It's like, you know what? I'm still having a hard time letting go of that, but I'm going to consciously turn away from that now, which is kind of – is there a place for denial in metaphysics? Absolutely. Absolutely. Study the prayers around metaphysics. I deny this reality. Yes, there's a place for it. To be in consistent denial of something that's bothering you or rubs you the wrong way, that's very much in the temporal, three-dimensional human world and is happening in your experience, is foolhardy. Jesus didn't walk past the temple and go, oh, that doesn't bother me. I'm above all that. that doesn't matter. Buddha, in fact, could have ignored all the suffering. When he went out there and went, ooh, Lordy. Because he's the opposite of Jesus in the metaphysical scheme of narratives. He didn't come from a manger because there was no room at the inn. He came from the princely, the king's house. He was a prince. And he went out there and saw all the suffering and went, what? I didn't know this was going on. And he indulged. He went to it. He sat under a tree for 45 days or whatever it was and tried to figure out how to adjust his actual human experience to the suffering that he didn't know was happening than he saw happening. So I don't think it behooves us in any way, shape, or form to pretend we aren't where we aren't most of the time. Occasionally it does. Be clear about that. Keep up. Say occasionally it does. But often we aren't good enough. My muscle isn't necessarily strong enough to ignore the tornado that I might be in the middle of. So I have to find the place where I can acknowledge it and work with it. And Ellen touched on it. She got it exactly right. I mean, in my opinion, she got it exactly right, which is if you come from a place and I come from a place and I'm standing in front of someone or some event that's happening that violates everything that I believe tangibly, whether it's my spiritual beliefs, my religious beliefs, my political beliefs, whatever it is, then it goes directly against that. And people I often will know, or people I don't know, it doesn't matter, are participating in that thing, The place to start, and this is why it's important, the place to start is going, okay, that person is emanating from the exact same force that created the world, the universe, that created me, that created me. Now, I believe that they are people of the lie. I think that they are working out of fear. I think all of this stuff. But I'm going to acknowledge first that that is an expression of God. We say child of God. What I'm seeing in front of me is a person who's an expression of the divine, just like I am. And if I start there and extrapolate after that, then I can go to the places usually on the higher vibration, that the highest possible vibration, and I remember that. That's the affirmation. I'm going to engage this from the highest possible vibration, and if I can't, I'm not going to engage it. That's the rule of thumb here. But we are unified. Ellen's exactly right. We're all made of the same stuff, expressing differently. I am imperfect, and we live in a very turbulent time, so I need a plan to engage the turbulence sometimes. Now, that's I think number one is because nobody comes to the auditorium to hear Abraham Hicks or to hear any sort of spiritual leader say, guess what? You're not going to get this in a millisecond, and there's going to be people that, you know, that probably will stay, that may well stay in your life that you disagree with, and you're going to have a hard time with it. And guess what? Almost none of us have the ability to go off on the mountaintop. There's a reason. Some people do. There are people who have that opportunity. There's a reason why monks go to the top of the mountain, to be away from everybody, because people are loud. The world is loud, and we are engaged in it. But most of us don't have that ability, and we still want to grow spiritually. We have to be in what in the Hindu caste system would have been called householders. We are householders. We don't get to go off and be the guru. We're here. We have families, or we have work, or we have lives that we live in real life in real time. So how do we approach that from a unified perspective while not losing and not becoming weak? And again, Ellen just hit this exactly right. You don't have to be weak. You don't have to go, oh, it's okay. And I think that there's a misunderstanding here where there will come a time, there is a time, and I mean this. I do believe that that we will get spiritually to the point where it's like, doesn't matter. That's not a hill. As the kids say now, that's not a hill I'm going to die on. I'm just not going to fight that fight. Now, as you practice, and I don't have that much time left, I'm going to try and be speedy here. I really believe this. As you practice, that stuff happens less and less and less. You're going to be away from people that are going to confront you less and less and less. And then you're going to choose to be away from people that confront you less and less and less. But anybody, you have to be an ostrich to not understand that in the last five to whatever it is, you can choose your period of time, that it has been very difficult, there's certain stressors in the U.S., maybe they're not even political, they're just a pandemic that confront us. And how do we as metaphysicians attack that? Where do we go with that? And I think, again, listen to the first half of the show, and I will just repeat. Start by acknowledging that you're unified with that person. You and that the people you don't like or disagree with you that are scaring you or whatever they're doing are actually come from the same place as you do. And go from there and keep engaging that, and the right answer will evolve. Engage when you need to and walk away when you don't need to. Listen to the Kenny Rogers song called The Gambler. It has all the wisdom of the universe in it. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And all of it is there. And the second reason people rarely talk about this, quite frankly, is it's not just there aren't butts in the seats. It's because if you keep practicing and keep practicing and keep practicing, you will actually only manifest those who are unified with you. And you will rarely, if ever, be confronted with things that are in your face. But most of us aren't there yet, and I think it's important to acknowledge that we are going there. We aren't there. Yes, by the time we get to Jerusalem or Valhalla or wherever it is that we are headed, Nirvana, yeah, it's not going to happen. Shangri-La, it's not going to be there. Confrontation isn't going to be there. But along the way, rule one, which is also the only rule, acknowledge that you are unified with the person that the thing that is confronting you, and go from there. Either nullify it or engage it, hold your cards, fold your cards, walk away, run, or just stand there in love. Because all of those choices are viable. But don't
punch
pretend
him
you're
in
not
the
who
nose.
You are. That's Ellen. That's not me. Ellen said that. Which may be the highest. I wouldn't say this. Maybe that'll be the highest vibration in that moment. I hope not. But maybe
it
would be.
I hope not, too.
I hope it's not. Yeah.
I hope not, too. We're out of time, John. That was great. Thank you for bailing me out. Listen,
what?
Let your lives rip, tater chips.